Hi guys, welcome back.
Hey everyone.
Guys, contrary to popular belief, this is my New York apartment.
I'm kidding.
Everyone, we moved into the West End
in Los Angeles. In literally Los Angeles. Yep. This wasn't the plan to make the podcast here, actually. It was supposed to be in the new setup in New York, but then we got invited to KCON. Thank God BTS has 7 members. At least I can do it every day of the week. Clarence Angelo.
You call him Guima, I call him Gunma. I'm Alcheska.
And you're watching Asian Glow Podcast. Live from Los Angeles. Live from Los Angeles. Guys, we're Los Angeles influencers now. Run, don't walk to this super affordable place called Erewhon. Make sure.
This bitch tried to coerce me into buying a $9 Erewhon smoothie.
Because
and here it is.
We share it.
But still, my diagnosis
on Alcheska is that I think LA needs to change her for the worse. Sheeple mentality, herd mentality, no critical thinking. Erewhon smoothie, pistachio, Dubai chocolate strawberry,
Benson Boone moonbeam ice cream crumble cookie.
All of a sudden, this video goes extra viral. It worked. Shall we?
We shall.
Wait, we should say it in an LA Valley Girl accent. Literally, shall we?
We literally shall.
I think that's good. Hi guys, I'm so excited to announce that we finally got you Glow Gang on good concert ticket. Today's Asian Glow Podcast episode is in partnership with XP. Thanks to XP, real fans now have a place to get concert tickets. I just used XP to go to the Cowboy Carter tour, and then me and Alcheska just used it to go see Jin. We'll talk about it in the episode, but we had a ton. With so many ticketing platforms nowadays, it's so easy to get scammed and just get caught up in an overall stressful experience. XP has your back on more than just tickets. Think amazing experiences and perks, all while connecting with your fellow stans. They work only with reputable ticket sellers, and on top of that, in the chance life happens and plans change and you can't go to your concert anymore, XP makes it so easy to offload unwanted tickets because they get that life happens. Everything that's stressful with the ticketing process, XP has got your back. So use that energy that you might have used stressing out on planning your next outfit to attract your man or your woman, or just making freebies for the rest of the fans. All that being said, I'm so excited to announce Asian Glow is now an official partner with XP, and all of Glow Gang can get 10% off up to $30 using the code AsianGlow30. Once again, that's code AsianGlow30 for 10% off up to $30 on your next concert tickets. Happy concert season, everyone. Get your next concert tickets with XP for an experience of a lifetime. Y'all smell that? It smells like a seafood restaurant because
we went to the Jin!
So today's episode, we're going to be talking about how we went to the Jin concert. Hey, I'm here to watch a concert. Who are you here for?
What concert are you going to?
I don't know.
Must the be 80s concert. You must be going to the Loi Vei concert.
So Alcheska's ultimate bias is Jin, and I surprised her with Jin tickets, and I don't regret it at all, actually. It was actually really fun to be with the New York army.
It was so fun.
And to the right of me was someone who was... I just, like, let her have her moment. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, holy shit, bro.
But yeah, we're talking about the Jin concert.
This is how my coochie felt.
But also, fuck a life update. Wee woo! Wee woo! Wee woo!
What?
Turn on the siren! Turn on the siren! We have to fucking everyone into the fucking town square right now. Intok decided with his dumb fuck ass bitch ass decided to cover an Usher song called Good Kisser. Oh, he's doing Usher? My Bay Area ass. He literally knew it. No!
Don't nobody kiss like you.
Kiss it?
No! Enough!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Literally, look at the last, like, of the nine, the last nine have been just Intok and Kyo.
Wow. Wait.
Wow!
Alan boy, Alan girl! Yeah, Alan girl! Yeah, Alan girl! Kyo, Alan girl! Hey!
Who ordered the soju bottle? Who ordered the rice wine?
Tony, yeah, bitch, I'm really horny.
Hey,
yeah, bitch, I'm horny. You know the song, duh.
Yeah,
that's me. I'm horny.
Duh.
Guys, are we okay? I'm just checking up on y'all. I'm okay. I'm just checking up on y'all.
Your toes are like...
Everyone stop. Everyone literally stop. Stop right now.
Ew.
Guys, calm down. Everyone stay fucking calm. I just need to bring that up because I know it's a really sensitive topic for me. And the only way to get through sensitive topics is to talk through it.
We didn't talk at all during that.
Oh, yeah. So.
Your therapist says that stop talking to people. Stop just gooning.
Dude, what did I tell you? Goon. Stop talking goon.
You need to start your day with at least 8 O's.
Oh, A-O's and goon?
A-O's, you know O's? Orgasms.
I was like, A-O's, ovulate, oral, orange for vitamin C.
And then...
Holy shit, Intok's hot.
And then, oh boy!
Now that that's over... Time to hand the mic over. Over to you, Alteska, to talk about the most recent Jin concert at Prudential Center, Day 2, which I didn't know was his last ever show.
I didn't know it was his last ever show either. When he said that, I cried.
Yeah, because he's retiring.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bitch?
The fishing jacket is his soft launch that he's retiring to a village community.
No, it's his soft launch that he's launching like a apparel brand or something.
Jin retires from BTS to end up in a fishing village in Asia, and then you visit a fishing village and you see Jin out on a boat.
That's so crazy because my dream has always been to live on a fishing boat. I'm not even fucking joking. We walked in.
I didn't tell her where we were seated.
First, bitch. I didn't know where we were sitting. I thought we were like upper bowl.
We were section to the side 8, to go row up. 5. And section 8 is like lower bowl. And then I was like, wait, row 5 is basically row 1. We were so fucking close.
We were so fucking close.
I saw Jin's eye bags and his bulge.
I only saw his bulge.
He has eyes?
He walked out.
I said, oh my god, this opener is gonna be fucking crazy. It's gonna be fucking crazy. The lights turned off, everything turned off.
I was screaming so hard because I was like, oh my god, what song is he gonna sing first?
And then he walks out literally like this.
But don't get it fucking twisted. I was screaming. I was screaming like he was like,
I literally was like, is that staff? I was like, crazy that the staff wearing
so spark.
Yeah. I was like, smash the staff already. And why is he wearing a sparkly denim jacket? It wasn't bad at all, but I'm just so used to like, boom.
No, here's my thing. I think because this is his story, he's over the bullshit. He's over the glitz. He's like, let me just perform, bro. He's like, thank God, a concert where I don't have to bust my ass and dance every single number. Fuck.
He didn't have to dance until maybe the last quarter. Which was actually amazing.
And his dance was what?
Rope it. Rope it. Bop
no,
it.
No leg movements. Choke me.
That wasn't lyric.
Anyway, yeah, he walked out. It was like seeing God himself.
I just farted.
It was. I knew that's the face that you make. You go. No.
It's a coffee fart.
It's the notes of Barry. It's the notes of the berry in your coffee fart.
Oh my god, this was berry bad.
Oh, I'm so close to it.
It was like a button in the center of the stage that he started the show with.
I don't know why that was there.
It felt like it was like
Tang tumayo, tang sumigaw.
I was like, why not?
This is our show. This is your time. Makasikat na, it's showtime. That's literally what it felt like.
Well, that makes sense. Jin's very old.
And it started off with just immediate confetti.
Yeah. I was like, is it over?
Okay, when he said, guys, I'm gonna go change. And instead of a clip, he just said, it was like army networking time on the screen.
No, he literally goes, guys, I'm gonna go change. Turn to the person to your left and talk to them. Bye.
And everyone's like, peace be with you. Peace be with you. It literally, I was like, oh,
what's your LinkedIn?
Like, he's not gonna play what's a song. LinkedIn? Like,
no.
He just played like background non-copyright music.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and then the second time he did that, he played us so hard, he spun a wheel.
Oh my god, we need to talk about that. I've never been blueballed so hard in my life. I've never been blueballed so hard in my life. I have it on video. You know, I'm just gonna show the video.
Now wait.
So, for context,
Jin had a wheel.
So basically, he had a wheel, and he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna like, what song should be next?" That's literally what he said.
And
he
was like, on this,
what song
like
should we play
bangers.
Next? It was Magic Shop, Unpun Man, Moon, and then like Butter or something like that. And I was like, okay, I'd be happy with any of these, but if he plays Magic Shop, I'm gonna come bust.
And
I'm
he
gonna-
spun it. He was like waiting to see what it did.
And
then
like-
it landed and he was like, yay! And then the lights turn off.
I was already crying. I don't know Korean, man.
The whole fucking audience decided to just speak Korean, and the only Korean I know is Jugule. So I was like, Jugule, 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 Juseyo. Bangtan-tan-nyan-dan. Tomorrow by together. It was literally karaoke, but it was like karaoke, like a Smule video of him. It was like him going like,
his staff made that maybe 30 minutes before the concert.
It was so
fucking
funny.
Started.
But like, we still sang it, but I didn't know anything. And I also was trying to sing at the octave of the song, but I couldn't sing at that octave. So then at some point, everyone around us like started looking at me, and I was like, I'm just trying to sing.
No. Clarence was not just fucking singing.
Yeah, so.
Clarence, during Magic Shop, he was literally like,
okay, I realized why I was so loud. I had my earplugs in, and I was like, I can't hear myself. No, but I then took out my earplug, and then I was like, I'm singing so fucking loud.
And I was like, I thought that you were doing that on purpose.
But you know what I will say? Taking out an earplug feels so c-ed. You know why?
Why?
It's like earpiece out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like when you take it out to listen to someone, it's like, oh, sorry, I'm on stage right now. There's three things in life that make me feel that c-y. Taking out an earplug.
Yeah.
One. Second one is when I put setting spray on. I'm just like, oh, time to fucking go.
Okay.
And then the last one is... The last one is kind of niche.
What?
It's when you are squeezing the remaining bit of your face mask onto your hand to like put on the rest of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, girl, I need this.
Oh, mine's kind of similar. When I put like a face mask, like sheet mask on.
I do that
on,
to a too.
No.
Get the last little bit of.
You're fucking insane.
What else happened from the Jin concert? We ran into all of
you.
Oh,
yeah. Running into you guys was really, really fun. We got crazy fucking freebies. But can you play the video of the Jesus freebie?
Oh my god. So one of my favorite I call her Ate because she doesn't like being called Tita, but she's my best friend's mom. She's like big army queen. Like, she travels for this shit.
Yes. I was talking her Instagram recently. Holy fuck. She was like, it's so fun to be in Korea for my boys.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I was like, and
the way she always talks about like something that's coming up with army, I love her. She's like, just between you and me, Jungkook is rumored to go on tour. And she's like, I have a friend who works in the Philippines and they're trying to book him. And so it sounds like he's going to be on tour, but to keep that between us. Keep it. Well, unfortunately, geez, I'm going to have to tell everyone this rumor that you told me. And so, guys, I want you to know, if you don't listen to Jungkook, his music isn't that good. So, like,
he's
you don't
need to get tickets. He's very underground.
You don't need to go. Just, like, wait for him to, like, just, like, release songs. Tickets are... There'll be plenty, so you can just, like, wait till, like, the day of.
Yeah. It's one of the concerts that you can, like, decide day of if you want to go.
Yeah.
So.
He's fine. Like, standing next to you, like, you can stand next to someone else, actually.
You can stand in the corner, actually.
And get the fuck out my way in that ticket line queue. My titas, they made merch, like, freebies, but they were so, like, stingy as to who they gave it to because it was fucking valuable. She made... these fucking gin pesos.
Yeah.
Isang daan! I don't know if y'all saw that.
Are you for real?
Yes. She said.
Yes, isang daan!
She made these like 100 peso bills with Jin's face on it. And I said, do you think they'll take this at Korean barbecue
tonight?
Like,
what fucking kills me is that in like fine print, it goes play money. It's like, oh, this is fake, by the way.
See, if I was a stripper like, and I saw that signature go into the air, I'd be like, oh, it's payday. We got a raise today. What I got from it is that my bias has not gone on tour and will probably not go on tour because he's sensitive. But at the same time, this made me realize what I don't have.
What?
My bias going on tour.
Oh. The gin concert made me realize that it really sucks for everyone else whose bias hasn't gone on tour. The gin tour was incredible, amazing. I cried really, really hard because
I just let her have her moment.
I didn't know. I mean, I did know he was gonna perform Epiphany and Moon. I didn't know it was gonna be back to fucking back.
No, I saw Tuska crying and I was like, you know what? I thought this. I said, if this was me, I wouldn't want to be touched. I wouldn't want to be seen. I just want to live in the moment.
And that's exactly what
and so
it was.
I said, you know what? Let's just leave her in quarantine.
No.
Let's let this happen.
I'm not even fucking... This was actually like... This was literally me when he was performing Epiphany. I was literally like... Like, you know when you...
White-fisting her fucking poster.
You know when you cry so hard that your face like...
gets ugly.
Yeah. It was like it was very serious. I was like lip quiver.
Yeah.
Both pairs of lips were quivering.
Handcuffs, bitch. Oh! Go to the fucking
oh.
But actually, real quick, I need to fucking say this. What? I met Nikki.
Like what?
I moved to fucking New York and Samsung and Dive Studios sends my manager a message. I already got tickets for this Nikki meet and greet. And then Dive Studios and Samsung was like, wait, you should meet her. They fucking made me go first to meet Nikki. And I said the stupidest shit.
You went first?
I said the stupidest shit.
You were like the first
person. They wanted me to go first because I was the only creator that was a real fan.
Fuck you, ho. Oh.
Harder.
Oh,
harder. First of all, I could only use a Galaxy. Felt like an idol. Let's just go ahead and say that. So they gave me a Galaxy to use for my pictures. Why the Galaxy snow at me?
I think it detects the melanin.
Dark. Shadow found.
Step into the light. We can see you.
I go up to meet Nikki, and then I guess everyone in the line realizes that it's Kiho, me. And then everyone's like, oh my god, I look out.
I hate this fucking
bit. I've never seen so many cameras on me. It literally felt crazy. And in a way that like I felt like a pawn in a game. Uh-huh. I felt like, look at this fucking loser saying the stupidest shit to Nikki. I went up to her and I said, I love your song Around. It got me through my fuck ass breakup.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, it's okay. Thank you for making it. Makasih. Makasih means thank you in Indonesian.
Yeah.
She goes, oh my God, are you Indo? I said, no, I went to Jakarta in December. I just continue to talk. I went to Jakarta in December from December 18th through. I was like, why am I still fucking talking? Why am I still fucking talking? Why am I still
Wait, how many? How long were you given to like talk to her?
They gave me all the time. Yeah.
Did you mention me?
No.
Fuck you, actually.
Why would I mention you, man?
Because because she, I'm the biggest Nicki fan. You're second
you
to me.
You love me with your bones.
And who, you sang that song to her broke. Taboo? Who sang that song
you
to her
don't taboo? Ask for a thing. Oh, I open you.
They put me in the ground by. Know where I've been, where I'm from.
You know who took me to prom.
You...
From Zephyr to Nicole, you always own this hole. The way you domed my music taste, bitch, treat me like a turkey, based.
Treat me like a turkey? What the fuck does that mean? Oh, stuff me like a turkey.
Stuff me like a turkey,
based. Treat me like a turkey.
Treat me like a turkey. What song is that? Treat me like a treat me.
Wait, yes, yes, yes. Oh. Is it flow?
Yes. Treat me like a turkey. Welcome back from the break.
From the break.
This part.
Part of the podcast is a segment we like to call Asians Answer.
Let's KCON. Fuck, we have to hear that. This is where we answer the questions that you sent us on Instagram, on our Instagram. Can you follow our Instagram? It's actually ridiculous.
It is kind of ridiculous.
Like, we should at least be at 3 mil by now.
We don't even have that collectively.
Number one. Do you ever look at objects and it reminds you of an idol? Like, inanimate objects. Don't say a dildo.
No one was thinking dildo.
How this started, by the way, is that Jessica and I... at like 1 a.m. in K-Town, New York, and we were having a bunch of side dishes.
We were,
and
I was like, so fucking and I was tired,
like,
by the way.
There were 7 dishes in front of us, and I was like, wait, there's 7 members of BTS, we should like have a bite of each one.
Okay, and then, we assigned each dish to a member of BTS based on their taste.
Okay, so then I was like, you know what we should do? Let's do that with like random items. Okay. So each of us have 3 photos, and then we're just gonna like start off, okay? We're just gonna like say, oh, this one reminds me of this person. This is my first item.
What is
it's a loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread?
A loaf of bread.
When I think loaf of bread, I either think...
Wait,
let me talk through it. I think of butt cheeks, and I think of...
One.
Skin.
Two. Do you have an idol in mind?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Sungkwan.
What?
Okay, I don't know. Sungkwan just gives me the energy of a loaf of bread.
Wait, Sungkwan from...
17.
Oh,
Bangchan, I see, but Bangchan to me is more like
Bangchan. Okay,
it's like a prime rib, or like a chicken leg thigh.
Okay, here's mine. When you said prime rib, I went.
Okay. Since I said Bangchan, I can't say Bangchan. 3, 2, 1.
Mingyu.
you clocked it so well. You clocked it so well. I eat both meats. Next one. A wedgie.
Oh, no,
I have a wedgie.
What's a wedgie personified?
Who is a wedgie? Okay.
Who is a wedgie?
Okay, I have mine.
I have one.
I don't know why this
one comes to me.
Okay,
like,
who's your group? 3, 2, 1. TXT.
No,
mine is. No. Mine is not Jun and Kai.
Who said it was?
You. Mine is Taehyun. I feel like he'd have a wedgie and wouldn't pick it. He would just let it happen.
Yeah.
And he would just be like so focused on the show that he would just still have
wait,
the wedgie.
Wait, that means he's locked in.
Yeah. And here. so is that fabric in his jeans. Wait, who is your person for wedgie?
Oh, it was
Seoul.
My person was...
Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, it was Seoul.
I fucking knew it.
Okay, here's my next one.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Is this not just Laura, Sophia, and Megan? That's literally Laura, Sophia, and Megan.
And welcome
Meghan.
To the stage, Cat's Eye.
That's fucked up. You can't show pictures of Halsey like that.
This is my last one.
Okay.
That's literally ridiculous. That's this fucking looks like ridiculous. A penis. That's literally this ridiculous. Looks like a penis. That's ridiculous, Jungkook.
We didn't even say 3, 2, 1. Okay, sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Jungkook. 1, Jungkook. Okay, 3, Jungkook. I mean, Jungkook, 2, 1. Jungkook. Jungkook.
Let him cock.
Are you going to respond?
Yeah, no, it's Jungkook. What do you want me to say?
It's Jungkook, and then it in other times, I feel like low-key a Jihyo. Musumami.
No, no, that's Jinu. That's Guima.
Guima got veiny arms, you know it. Yes! You know it.
Okay, my last one.
Hell is Guima and heaven is veiny arms.
What are you gonna do?
Six or seven.
What are you gonna do there?
The Great Wall of China. The Great Wall of China. That's a great one. That's a great one. That's a great one. My initial response is 17, all of them, because their group is too fucking big. But then on the other hand, my response is the entire NCT bullshit that's going on.
Because they can line up with
it. If you took every Everyone member of NCT, you could fucking cover the Great Wall of China. True. I swear to God, it's like NCT 69, NCT 420 Blaze It, NCT Your Mom's Dick.
NCT 2026.
NCT Wet Dream. NCT. NCT. Fuck you.
I was going to say Jin.
Okay.
Because his wingspan is like the Great Wall of China.
Not the Junu pose. Not the Junu dying pose. Okay, last question of the episode.
Okay.
You know how there's like designated roles in K-pop groups? Like main yes. dancer, main lead, yeah, main yeah, yeah. singer, mm-hmm. whatever, whatever. What are the unspoken roles? I'll give you an example. Okay. The member that always gets fucked by the wardrobe team, BTS. Who? 1, 2, 3, Jin.
TXT, 1, 2, 3,
Hyun and Kai.
Okay,
P1 Harmony, 1, 2, 3, Seoul.
There's wardrobe and then there's hair.
TXT, 1, 2, 3, Yeonjun. Token queerbaiter. That's always one.
1, 2, 3, Kiho.
He's token behind person.
What does that mean?
Like when there's forms, there's always one no, person behind someone. And I know someone. Who
it is. Cat's Eye.
Who?
1, 2, 3, Manon.
Oh,
they put her shit in the back.
I think I would be the token. What, token face person? Card. What? What the hell was that? Okay, guys, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for coming with us to LA.
Yeah, look thanks at us. For going on tour with
we
us.
We look like we're at a post-concert V Live.
Kansamnida, everyone. Kansamnida.
Send this to your bully if he's Korean. Kansamnida, Jugale. BTS, me dog. Send this to your bully if he's Filipino. Mahal kita.
Mahal kita.
Buntisa ko. Mahal kita. Buntisa ko. Pangiti kao. But thank you guys so much. We have to head to KCON now, and mm-hmm. we're gonna actually meet a bunch of you guys. We're doing a meet and greet today, so it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm really excited.
Honestly, thank you guys for supporting me also as like an individual creator, because that's literally why we're here. I'm here doing stuff with Walmart, and I was like, bitch, I'm not going unless I can bring
Jihyo. My brother. Jihyo.
My bro. My butch bro.
Hey, I'm not butch. My outfit.
But this will be coming out after KCON, so thank you to everyone who came to say hi to us. And we probably kiki'd and made photo card bindings together, and that was mm-hmm. probably a lot of fun. But anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. Do you have anything?
Hi, live stream on Wednesday and Sunday, so yes. Everyone come watch my live streams. It's really fun.
Yes, and then we're also like really catching up a lot on content because I was moving for a while, so thank mm-hmm. you everyone for the patience. And mm-hmm. then I will have like some solo like New York stuff come out, and also might be posting twice a week because like we have a bunch of videos that we pre-filmed and stuff.
Yeah,
and so just keep an eye out, and thank you guys so much for supporting. We're almost at 300k, so woo! Thanks for the support. Join our Discord if you're 16 and up. We'll see you guys next time. We're going to say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Isa, Dalawa, Tatlo, Inga. Let's KCON.
Look around, everybody, on toot.